Hello and thanks for downloading and subscribing. My name is Joe Williamson. This is That Nerd Dad Podcast. How are you? Took a week off. And I've got some news for you today that might come as a bit of a surprise. This can be the last episode of That Nerd Dad Podcast. I've been giving it a lot of thought recently. And it's time to shut it down. It's time to move on to the next project in my life. I don't know what that project is just yet. Here is my train of thought, because even my wife and closest friends were kind of taken aback by the fact that I decided to shut it down. Some of them may be hearing about it for the first time that I'm deciding to shut it down. I have had a lot go on this past 12 months in my personal life. The birth of a new child, a death of a cousin who I considered a friend, and we were kind of in the same age range. And just a whole bunch of other stuff that I don't want to necessarily get into in a public forum, that has slowly kind of worn me down. And somewhere along the line in the last little while, I lost that spark. I lost the momentum. It started to feel like work to keep the show going, to send out requests for interviews and to either be ghosted or be rejected. And it just became a lot. And that led me to a couple things. One, I had a bit of a break here because I did the David Dean last episode, and we're going out with fumbled words in the middle. I did the Brent Butt interview and David Moskrop interview in the same week. And they were actually very closely recorded together. So that allotted me some time away from the show, because it was all done. All the production was done. And I ended up having like 2 weeks off. And I didn't promote those episodes very heavily. If you look, my Twitter engagement has basically stopped because that platform is death. So I sent out a tweet or two, and same with Instagram. I sent out a couple of photos of my David Moskrop and Brent Butt interviews, and they did pretty well. They did average numbers with almost no, actually they did above average numbers with zero promotion on my part. And I liked that. I liked not being on social media. That led me to believe like a couple things. One, and I know this is a bit of a meandering thought process, so bear with me as I get through this. It's the last one. You may have already stopped listening. Let me do a couple things. One, in order for me to take That Nerd Dad Podcast to the next level, I require a killer instinct that I don't have right now. I would have to be hammering social media, emails all day long, trying to get bigger and better guests, trying to secure sponsorship deals, trying to network my dick off. And I just don't have it. It's not there right now. Maybe it'll come back. Maybe I will shut this down. And in 30 days, I'll be like, oh, I miss it. I'm going to go back to it. And I'm aware of that, because I always, throughout my life, have had some sort of creative venture on the go, whether it's a podcast or a blog or doing stand-up comedy or doing improv or doing whatever. I've always had some sort of creative venture on the go. So we'll see what comes next for me. And we'll see what that evolves into. maybe I just do an interview once a month with people I find interesting or come in contact with. Maybe it's only on YouTube where some news item strikes me the right way and I want to jump on and rant about it. I don't know yet. I'm not shutting down anything. I'm going to be on Instagram. I'm going to be on Twitter. I'm going to be on Facebook. But more on a personal level and less on promoting shit. And when and if I launch something else, or when and if I create new content, you will find it in those traditional channels. That's where it'll be. I'm not changing that Nerd Dad. I worked a lot really hard on the brand. So I'm not getting rid of the brand. But it might be tagged along to something else. We'll see. A lot to be determined. I just know that this feels right. And to that last point, you know, why I'm shutting it down, I'll add, I'm satisfied with my body of work. It's been 3 years, more than 3 years at this point. It started in a walk-in closet with just my iPhone and the iPhone mic and recording it on, I think it was the Archer app, to working alongside Dean Blundell, and in the last few months, kind of culminating, plateauing, if you will, with interviewing one of my idols, Brent Butt, and being on national TV a handful of times. That's a real solid resume that shows me, and this is, you know, as much as I do it for you, this has been a very personal venture. It shows me that I can do it and I could do it. If I quit my job and I maybe ignored my family a bit, there's enough skill within me to maybe pull this off. Might not be a great living, but I could maybe do it. And I think up until this venture, I always kind of questioned whether or not I could hang with the big boys. And I think I've proven to myself, yeah, I can hang with the big boys. Maybe I can't beat them yet, but that's because they have that killer instinct to take their shit to the next level that I'm lacking right now. So I think that summarizes it pretty well. I lost the spark. I don't think I have what it takes right now to get to the next level. But I'm also not shutting the door on this forever because I know myself. I am a creative person. I like to be creative. I like to make people laugh. I like to be the center of attention. I like a stage and a platform and a da 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 da. I like that environment. So I know it'll come back at some point in time. In what capacity? Who the hell knows? So I guess I want to end on thanks, right? And that's the right thing to do. That's the thing to do at this point, isn't it? So I've got a little list here, and I apologize if it looks like I'm reading. It's because I am. So start by thanking Dean Blundell. Let's be honest. None of this happens without him. Dean Blundell has been a true gentleman over the last 3+ years. As I navigate these waters, it started, as you know, or may not know, started with an email to his website to say, I think I could help with social media because it was COVID and I was bored. And he said, yeah. And he put me in contact with the next person I want to thank, which is Chris Rook, rookie Jedi. And we have formed a friendship. And he has helped me take this podcast as far as it has. Couldn't do any of this without him. So thanks to him. I want to thank Matt Cundill, who is one of the behind the scenes guys who is also front of house. So check out his Sound Off podcast network. He helps podcasts like me get going, and he's been incredibly supportive, always quick to share some wisdom. And I greatly appreciate him along the way. I'm going to thank Brittle Star next. Brittle Star has been an unofficial mentor guide to me. I don't even think he knows he was in this relationship with me, but he was. Because I looked at him and I look at what he does and I think, I can do that. That's something I can emulate. And for a guy who goes viral daily, landing him as my first big guest was huge. And not just that, it gave me a little boost of confidence. He has been someone I've asked questions of. He has been supportive of me kind of using his name to continue to get different guests. And I'm forever grateful for him. I interviewed Charles Adler. That was kind of wild. Yeah, legendary broadcaster. One of the biggest names in Canadian broadcasting history. And we talked country music for 30 minutes. So that was pretty cool. And thank you to Charles. I want to thank Mike LeCoulter over at CTV News. His show, The Debate, has had me on a handful of times. Again, we're talking about little old me, little old Joe Williamson from Scarborough with his podcast that gets 75 listens a week, was on national TV. And they like me enough that they kept having me back. So thank you, Mike and CTV News. I want to thank Scott McGregor, Scotty Trades, just an overall good dude. He was a beast in the broadcasting world before he made his move over to financial investing. And now he's just become like a good friend of mine. I hope I'm not imposing on our friendships. I'm imposing on a lot of friendships here, but Scott, you're a good dude. And I thank you for all your time, effort, and kind words along the way. Want to thank Sean Shapiro, Officer Sean Shapiro. He's been on probably more than any guest. I just love talking to that dude. And he does great work as the voiceover cop. So check him out. Sean, thank you for your time. Thank you for what you do on a daily basis to help protect the community. And thanks for everything. Who else we got on my list here? I got Marianne Iveson. Marianne Iveson, let's take this outside podcast. Again, kind of in the Scotty Trades realm of things. Former broadcaster, she does voiceover work. She does lots of voiceover work. Hire her. But again, someone who with experience has helped a novice like me and given me time and thoughts on how to proceed and has been an ear. So thank you to her. I got two names left and they're in no particular order. These are in no particular order, I hope. I hope I didn't do this by favorites. Douglas Connors. I want to thank Douglas Connors of the Eager Beaver podcast and the couple of interviews I've had with him, the honest and frank chats about the LGBTQ community. I greatly appreciate those and sharing your time and thoughts with me on those. And then last on my list, it's Abby Simpson. She's a writer now. She's always been a writer, but she's got a book coming out and she used to write a lot more for Cryer Media, but I think she's big time in us. So she, again, just a nice supporter from the beginning, who I've been able to kind of connect with. And Abby, I greatly appreciate you. And then last, but certainly not least, I guess I have a few more people on it now that I say that now. I want to thank you. And I know we're going on 15 minutes of my goodbye speech, but I want to thank you for listening. I want to thank you for being here. I want to thank you for engaging with me. And reaching out and allowing me this opportunity to kind of fulfill a lifelong dream of feeling like I'm in the biz. And I am forever grateful for that. One thing, my wife and family, that's last but not least. I want to thank my wife and family. They let me entertain this hobby for the last few years and have been supportive and continue to be. And we're, like I said, more than a little surprised that I decided to shut it down when I decided to shut it down. But It was a personal decision to launch it. It's a personal decision to end it. And I guess we'll see what comes next for that nerd dad. So until we meet again, be well, be safe, and...
thanks for listening.
Damn. I'm Matt Kundle, host of the Sound Off Podcast, the show about podcast and broadcast. Since 2016, we've been speaking with amazing people who have populated your ears for decades. Legendary broadcasters, research wizards, talent experts, podcasters, voice talent. Almost 400 stories, all for free. Subscribe or follow the Sound Off Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or at soundoffpodcast.com.
Do, Did, Will, the Story of People podcast is now available on the Crier Media Network. The first 5 episodes are here and feature some incredible guests that fit into one or all 3 of those categories. Ready? Tara Sloan from the San Jose Sharks, Undercurrent podcast at NBC Sports. Marianne Iveson from Iveson Voice and the Let's Take This Outside podcast to talk about the world of outdoors as well as voiceover land. Ariana Hunsicker, future Canadian Paralympic swimmer, already winning tons of awards for this country. Scott McGregor from the Hot Wallet podcast to dumb down the world of crypto, Bitcoin, and NFTs so you don't have to. And Jackie Holowaty from Climate Pledge Arena in Seattle, Washington, the first net zero carbon certified arena on the planet. Wherever you get your pods, wherever you watch your pods, and on the Crier Media Network.